perhaps this is ridiculous, but I always use the image and the metaphor of Taylor Swift, who I actually really like and have a lot of respect for. But Taylor Swift operates on a neo-kayfabe principle, which is, this is all show, but also it's probably real. And also, the realness might not be the explicit text, but it's buried in there. You know, I have a 16-year-old half-sister who I adore, who's a huge Swiftie. And she is a big fan of the so-called Gaylor conspiracy theory, where you try to sort out whether Taylor Swift is a lesbian, you know, by looking at her lyrics and by looking at her public statements, and you try to figure out if she secretly likes girls. This is a huge fixation for a lot of people, and it is just pro wrestling. It's the same thing. You're going, okay, I'm trying to deduce what this is really like behind the scenes by looking at the text, looking for clues, and then digging deeper. And the other element of it that makes it neo-kayfabe is Taylor Swift knows this, you know? Much as Vince McMahon knows that people are looking to find behind-the-scenes stuff through other channels and through decoding, Taylor Swift knows this. And both Taylor and Vince are really good at putting stuff beneath the surface that is still manufactured, or at least heavily shaped, putting that stuff beneath the surface, and then people find the thing beneath the surface and assume it's real because they found it, because it was a discovery, because it wasn't in the explicit text. But very often, you can plant a lie deeper than the surface. You know, it's very easy, in fact. And then once the person's found that lie, because it was buried beneath the ground, they think it's gold.
Let's do a thought experiment here.